Merkle Media.
He put it in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people that really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. He went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I am Brian Merkle.
And I'm Brian Shipper.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Is that who you are
yes,
today? That's fantastic. Here we are for another week, another recording, another time to spend some time with some good friends and find people. I don't know. when we find them, we'll let you know.
When they get here.
Well, you know what the rundown is. If you have a crazy and wild story you would like to share with us from the road, or if you'd like to have a conversation with us about your experiences on the road, go ahead and contact us at hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com.
You might want to use some of that poly then.
My teeth are slipping. or... Go to the HammerLaneLegends.com webpage. Hit the contact section. Get a hold of us that way. It doesn't matter to us which way you get a hold of us. Just get a hold of us. Just do it. Contact us. We want to talk to you. Shipper, tell them about the voicemail line.
Voicemail line. Phone number is 515-585-6375. 515-585-MERK. Short story. Anything crazy, wild, wacky you might have seen, participated in, or was the person doing it? Leave a message.
The perpetrator.
The perpetrator in such instance.
The perpetrator of the fraud.
Yeah, that's it. Leave a message. We'll play them.
We promise.
That's the plan.
That's the pledge.
That's the, yeah, okay. We're going to pledge on this one. Okay.
Hey, we're trying to, we're actually doing it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, do we have anybody who's bought us a coffee?
Yeah. Keep us fueled at buymeacoffee.com/Hammer Lane. Virtual tip jar. You like what we're doing? Keep us caffeinated. Keep us in beverage. Have at it. Follow the simple steps. Do it.
But is it buymeacoffee.com/something or other? Hammer Lane?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Hammer Lane. Yeah. Just click on the keep me fueled section. You'll get there from
there. You go.
Yeah, somebody, Amy bought us two coffees. Loves our,
that
love,
is,
love you guys. I wish I could read that. I'll blow that up.
Maybe need bigger glasses, yeah. Huh?
Crack me up. In every episode, keep doing what you're doing. Appreciate it. All right. Well,
you could say it nicer. You could really, like, you know, not.
Under, well, you can read it. You got glasses on.
It's not on my phone.
Oh, here we go with that.
Thank
again.
You, Amy, for sharing that. That was awesome. We really appreciate that. Well, as you can tell, today, right now, is just a break room show, and we're just going to chit-chat and chop it up, as they say, like Tony used to like to say. We're going to chop it up. And we're
going to... Mr. Merkle has diaper rash.
He does.
We're waiting on,
today.
Powder to get here, yes. So he can cure his diaper rash.
He is cranky today.
He got cranky pants.
Yes, he does, because last night was frustrating. That's why, because people are annoying. But we're gonna do a voicemail.
It was really frustrating for me too.
Was it? Yeah. I know. When you know, when you go home, when you start work at 7 o'clock and go home at 11:30, that's a rough night.
Yeah.
I know.
And I couldn't fall asleep.
You know, I believe they call it the night shift. I don't think you actually worked the night shift last night. You kind of worked half of a middle shift.
Yeah, sort of. 7 to 11.
7 to 11, yeah.
3 to 5.
Four whole hours. Isn't that fantastic? That's a great night.
They didn't have any more work for me.
Nope. It's totally fair, dude. That's the way it is. I am totally down with that.
I told them, make sure everybody below me has enough work. We don't want none of this younger generation leaving because they don't have enough work.
Because
they're replacing me when I go.
Because this younger generation is all about working hard.
That's it.
I can't tell you how many.
They're about working hard, and I'm about hardly working.
Yeah, so is this generation. Holy moly. I have seen a couple of videos already about this younger generation. And I'm just like, what? Time blindness? Are you kidding me? Yeah, I know, right? That's what I was like, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Complaining because, well, what about those people? And she actually cried. Who can't show up to work on time? We're just they suffer from time blindness. That was one. Then there's another girl who's complaining because she went to college and, you know, she got her degree, but she's not earning as much money and she doesn't have enough, you know, she's not earning enough to be able to do stuff. And, you know, she's working all these hours. Like, yeah, welcome to the club. Gee, what'd you think it was going to be when you graduated college? Mm-hmm. And then there was another girl who was just complaining because I've got to work all these hours and I'm, and she wasn't making the money, but she wasn't a college graduate. She just, you know, got out of high school, got a job. And now she's complaining because she actually has to work. And, well, I don't want to have to do this for the rest of my life. Well, I'm sorry. They're Gen Zer. I don't know. What do we tell you? Life sucks for everybody.
You don't want my answer to that.
I don't want your answer. That's what we're talking about.
It might be offensive to some
That's
people.
That's okay. Offend them.
Take the pill.
They'll get over it.
Take the pill.
It's like, what in the world?
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
I gotta laugh. You know, we had this snowmageddon of like, we have 2.5 inches
almost.
Of snow. Almost. There was no milk, bread, or eggs on the shelf. Stop. But yes. Pennsylvania, we were shutting down.
Yes.
And
we're not plowing anything. We're not plowing anything, but you know.
But what I have to laugh about is the schools were canceling.
Oh, I know. It's crazy, right?
What do you mean they're canceling?
It hasn't even done anything.
2 years ago, we were in COVID. You were virtual learning.
Yep.
Keep going.
Yep. Keep learning virtually. You know,
why do we got to drag this out to June? Why can't we finish up in May?
Yep. Just get it done.
And get it over with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just rip that Band-Aid off.
You know, what did we forget how to fire up the laptop? I mean, we here sometimes have technical difficulties.
We do.
That's not we being in school.
Yeah, that's we being incompetent.
Right.
And by we, difference. I mean me, and you know, it's just the reality of it.
I just show up.
That's it. You just show up for the ride.
That's it.
But it's amazing. You know, it's like, here we are, like you said. And you know, it's really funny. This is like, to me, and I don't mean it in a mean way when I say this. I'm not meaning this in a harsh way or meanly or anything else. It's not ha ha. It's just kind of, it's just comical to me. This week on Monday, we got snow, Sunday into Monday. And it wasn't a whole lot.
No, it was Saturday and Sunday.
No, it was Monday. Like, it was Monday.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Tuesday.
It was Tuesday. Monday.
You didn't work Monday.
Yeah, that's because it was supposed to snow.
Right.
And he called me and said, "Hey, you want off tonight?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'll take off. I'm good with that."
Yeah, and you're yelling at me. Come on.
No, that's why I said I was happy for you. You actually got done early last night. But anyway, my point is, we got what? 4 inches of snow, 3 inches of snow, something like that. Whatever day it was.
I'd go with three.
Yeah. It was about 3 inches of snow. I was talking to Tony and Jackson down there in Tennessee. 6 to 10 inches of snow.
Now they were stuck.
They were stuck because it's Tennessee. I mean, the schools were shut down. Everything was shut down.
What'd they end up doing? I mean,
Jack,
they had to have some kind of a plow or something to clear the road, or they just wait for the, you know, solar energy to heat up the road.
I don't know. They just plowed out the parking lot where Jack lives. Just, I mean, it snowed Sunday or Monday down there. I guess it was Sunday into Monday, right. And he got plowed out. They finally opened up the parking lot and the driveway up to the parking lot because it's an uphill kind of, you know, switchback type of thing, and that got opened up on Friday. A week. Tony.
Wow.
And I mean, God bless him, but he was out there shoveling his long driveway. shoveling
no
it.
No way.
Yes.
I know,
right?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not buying what you're shucking. Okay. No.
You're not buying what I'm shoveling?
No. There's no way.
Oh, yes. It was, you know, I just, and I don't mean it in a mean way. It was
you don't
just
have
kinda,
a plow on his tractor on the homestead?
Nope. He will next year, I bet. Tony's
Dad,
going out.
I'm
going
to need that Ranger. Yeah. I got to put a plow on that thing. Drive it down.
I bet you he's rethinking that whole, hey, Dad, you want my snowblower? I'm not going to need it. I'm moving to Tennessee thing. Because I used it. Because it's in my garage.
Oh, that's funny.
It was just one of those really kind of weird things. And I don't, I'm just teasing with the kids and everything. I love them. I'm glad that everybody was safe. Nobody was doing without anything.
I don't understand. You know, Tennessee, Carolina, in the mountain area, you know, they would get snow every once in a while. You know, it'd be, like, you know, Carolina snowflakes as big as goose feathers. You know?
Right.
It's just people nowadays just don't plan for that event, I guess, anymore.
It's just kind of, you know, like I said, it's
you know, as long as it's not Buffalo, they're not really worried about a snow shovel. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it wasn't, you know, like I said, it was cold, so it didn't really melt off at all this week. You know, it was a cold week down there, just like it was up here. So I get it.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, it was I want to say teens, but I don't remember exactly what Jackson had said. But it was supposed to rain like Thursday or something like that, and then freeze Thursday night again.
Meanwhile, out in Duluth, Minnesota, they're saying, what?
Yeah.
That's shorts weather yet.
Right. They're like, yeah, this isn't real.
You know, International Falls, minus 50.
Yes.
For a high.
Oh, my word. Minnesota? I don't know. What can I tell you? They're just chuckling at you.
Yeah. You know?
But yeah, it was
snow
it was
day, just, they say.
It was definitely one of those comical things, you know. You just look at it like, well, it's a, you know, in Minnesota, that's just like a snow hour.
Right. We're still going to watch the pack.
Yeah.
And the Vikings.
No matter what. And they do it shirtless.
Yeah, God bless them.
The Vikings and the Packers. Yes, sir. There you go. Anyway. You know, it was just one of those comical things that just kind of struck me as funny when I finally talked to Jack this week. And he's like, yeah, I've been in the house all week long and, you know, haven't been able to get out because, you know, haven't plowed us out or anything and yada, yada, yada. And we got like 10 inches of snow here at my place and like 6 inches over at Tony's. I was like, well, you know, that's life. Welcome to Tennessee. You know?
Wow.
Yeah. Weird. You know, you feel me, bro?
I feel you.
I know you do. All that being said, you know what we're going to do today? We're going to sit, we're going to chit chat and chop it up, as Tony says. But we're also going to listen to a couple of voicemails.
You didn't even finish the interview, the front thing yet.
Yeah, we did.
Food thing, 30-year coffee.
Get you being all up on top of things.
No, I'm just sitting here. I'm like, man, we're drugged this out for 12 minutes already. We didn't even get through it yet.
If you find yourself, as Mr. Shipper has just reminded me, we didn't finish this up. So, yes, you're right. If you find yourself in need of any kind of preparedness food, if you find yourself in need of a generator or a solar generator or water filtration or air filtration.
Plow, shovel.
Maybe. Those might be included,
salt,
too. 30-year shovels. Break glass, we'll shovel. In case of emergency.
Oh.
You know. Or 30-year coffee or 25-year food. They've got it all. You know who that is? That's preparewithhll.com. That's preparewithhll.com. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Right, Chip?
Absolutely.
All right. All that being said, the long intro is done. Shall we do a voicemail? I think we should. I think we should click play.
You're the guy with the clicker.
I am the clicker man. Here we go.
Hey, guys, this is Justin Hurdle out of the Cincinnati Terminal. I just want to call and wish you guys a happy new year. And with winter weather coming in, I wanted to share a couple quick stories about laying over. I've been on line haul coming up on 7 years this May. I've laid over twice, and both times happened in 1 week. 1 week, I laid over twice. Crazy. So it was, I think it was the second or third year I was on line haul, and I was going up to Chicago, and it was when we had that polar vortex. Remember that? It was like negative 20 degrees, negative 30 or whatever it was with the wind chill. And this was also before I knew I needed to pay attention to the fuel filter and how full it was before I left. And so I didn't pay attention to that. And I get up to Chicago and I'm headed back, and I don't know, I'm maybe an hour south of Chicago, Crown Point. I think that's where I was, Crown Point, Indiana. And I get that notification. I'm following another Cincy driver on the way back. And my truck bogs down to like 50 miles an hour. I can't even get to 50. And so I yell at him on the CB. And he's like, hey, there's a TA up here. You can get off. I was like, all right, I'm going to call breakdown. So I call breakdown. And I pull in there. And I'm waiting. And it's not looking too bad. It's maybe an hour by the time I get in there. And it wasn't even 5 minutes after I got into the garage and they closed the door that the power went out. And I'm like, oh boy. So it took forever. I think it was their transformer. Yeah, I don't know, but they were working on it. They were trying to get it up. It was like 5-6 hours. I can't remember. It's kind of fuzzy. Like I said, I've been online all 7 years. It was like my second or third year. Like maybe 5 hours I sat there and waited in that TA. And it was cold, man, because like I said, it was negative 20 degrees. By the time I'm keeping in touch with line haul dispatch the whole time, letting them know, you know, what's going on. And hey, this ain't looking good. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm this far south of Chicago. I'm this far north of Indianapolis. And they're like, yeah, just keep in touch. And by the time they finally got the power back on and got it fixed, I had like maybe 5-10 minutes before my 16 hours was up. So I pulled out in the TA parking lot and I parked and, you know, I found this hotel. I don't know why I didn't think about dropping and bobtailing, but I went ahead and lifted. I used Lyft and went 10 miles north to a hotel, got my, you know, my time off, got my sleep. And there was no Lyft back down, but there was Uber. So I Ubered back down to my truck. And, you know, I finished up getting ready. And then I forget what they had me do. I think they had me go. I stopped in Indianapolis to get gas because I needed gas, and they had me go out to a relay point in either Cambridge, Ohio or Quaker City. I can't remember. I think it was Quaker City. No, it was Zanesville, the 160. So I went and took that because it was an Eastern load from Chicago headed out east. So I went out there and relayed with the guy and came back. I lost money and I got back really early, but I just wanted to be home at that point. That 6 hours or however long I was there, that TA was brutal. And then, so that was early in the week. I think that was Monday or Tuesday night. And then it was Thursday night. I headed up to Chicago again. There was bad winter weather. And it took me about 5.5 hours to get up to Chicago. It usually takes you five, maybe a little more than 5.5 hours. So I didn't have much extra time to get back down. And it was a big storm. So it was bad all the way back down. And I'm thinking like, man, I'm going to be running out of hours in our area, the Cincinnati area, but way up 74, pretty far. And so as soon as terminal manager and dispatcher gets in the morning, like 6-7 o'clock, I'm calling and I'm letting them know what's going on. And they're like, well, you might as well stop in Indianapolis. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me, laying over twice in a week, like get out of here. So finally, that's what was decided that had to be done. Me and another driver from Cincinnati. And then a Chicago driver that had went down to Cincinnati laid over there in Indianapolis to go back to Chicago. So we all three, and I think maybe one other guy, stayed in a hotel in Indianapolis. And then Friday night, they sent me out to Quaker City from Indianapolis to do a relay and head back down. It was just crazy. But anyway, love the show, guys. I've been listening to a lot of the older episodes. And what was the tow truck driver from Chicago, is Susan, is that her name? I don't know how many episodes you've done with her, but I've heard at least two, and she's great. I don't know if you've caught up with her recently, but man, that'd be cool to find out what's going on with her. Anyway, guys, love the show. Happy New Year. Brian Squared, see you guys.
That's awesome. Yes, that is Susan. And we have tried to get in contact with her. And we almost had something worked out with her the one time. And it just her, there was something going on with the phone line and her phone. And so it was just, it just wasn't working out. So I know she was, she's got her own issues and that kind of stuff. So it's a struggle, but we're trying to get a hold of her to get her back on. Right, Chip?
Absolutely.
What are you thinking about, Chip? Have you ever had a layout?
Once.
Here at Pitt?
Oh, Pitt, no.
You've been here, what, 10 years? You never had a layout?
Hell yeah.
That's freaking awesome, dude.
You're an hour and a half from the terminal. I lay out, I'm going to call my kid and tell me to pick me up. And I'll park it at Cabela's.
That's a good point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've been running that freaking Harrisburg deal for how long now?
I could be Helen Keller.
Helen Keller. A couple of years already. Well, you know, it is, it's an interesting job.
I'm an old man. I don't like to go far.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm. Just let me alone.
Let me alone.
I know my job.
Nice. Yes. Well played. Well played. Yes. I know my job. I know. Yes. I hear you. Everybody knows
A to B, B to A, A to B, B to A, sometimes C.
Every now and then, yeah, they got to throw a monkey wrench in there and, you know, screw up your night. So it is what it is. Hey, how about number two? Here we go.
Who's this?
I have no idea.
Mm.
I don't have names here.
Mm. We keep the names protected.
Mm-hmm. To protect the innocent or the guilty.
Hammer Lane. What's up, guys? This is kind of, Hammer Lane's last confessional story. I drive a F-350 dually, a nice big 34-foot trailer, custom trailer. Nice. I haul rooftop air conditioning units here in Texas to Oklahoma. So I was making my last trip to Oklahoma, and well, let's start like this. boss tells me, hey, we got a couple of units we got to take to Bigsby, Oklahoma. I say, sure, man. Well, when do we need to go? He goes, today would be great. So I'm in Austin, Texas. You get them loaded up. I get on the road. It's probably 1 o'clock before I leave, 1300. About 1300, we get out. I get through Dallas at 5 o'clock traffic. Get out of Dallas into Cherokee Nation. Anyway, so I'm in Bigsby, but right before Bigsby, probably 7 o'clock, maybe where there 7:30, 8 o'clock. Hadn't stopped for one. So I hadn't stopped but once. I'm in the middle of nowhere, getting in between Bigsby and in between wherever it may be. In the middle of nowhere on a little back road with no gas stations. There's no house. There's about a house every 5 miles or so. Two-lane highway. I pull over to take a piss. Excuse the language, but I was taking a piss. I turned the lights off. Put just on my parking light, didn't have my flashers on. So I step off into the woods. There's nothing for miles. There's like a fence right there. I see cows everywhere. It's like a small tree line with a fence right behind a little short barbed wire fence. I'm looking in the cow pasture, taking a piss, minding my own business, and I hear what sounds like a lion roaring. a lion roaring, a woman screaming, and a wolf all at the same time. But whatever it was fucking pissed. It was not happy. I look through the woods and I see what has to be the biggest farmer I've ever seen in my life. I don't know what this was. It roared like whatever that was. It looked like it was human, except where the thing was enormous. And I tried to take a picture of it. It did not like that at all. It saw me. I couldn't really see it, though. So I think it had its back to me at that point. Then it lets out another freaking howl. Holy shit. It rumbled the ground, guys. Rumbled the ground. Then next, oh yes, shortly after, I hear a whistle. And it sounds like it's right behind me. Holy shit. I got in my truck so fast. You have no idea. I locked the doors. I've got a protection. And I quickly put it in my hand. Anyway, so I crack driver's side window. And I crack the passenger side window. I couldn't see anything. Granted, I saw a huge shadow in the woods or in the pastures at the edge of the pasture. So I look over in between the cows. And then I see what I think is maybe a headlamp with two red dots on it. Guys, I'm not going to say what y'all think. I'm not going to say it. But I'm in Oklahoma, in Choctaw Nation, in between Big Bill. And this is what I'm seeing. So as I see that, you know, I told you I heard the roar, hear the whistle, which sounded like it was directly behind me. Well, I'm going to find out here another whistle. And it's on the other side of the road. So there's one roaring at me, another one listening. Whatever these things are, I think they're gigantic farmers. So next, the gigantic farmers begin communicating. I can't hear much, but there was something being said. I don't know what it was. And of course, why didn't you record it? Shit. I don't know why I didn't. I was in awe. I was scared to death. At the moment, I was thinking about whether I was going to have to shoot a gigantic farmer / Sasquatch. I said it. There you go. But anyway, after the whatever this was going on, I like I said, I was scared. And I was thinking that maybe these things were trying to decide whether I was lunch. After listening to one too many confessional stories about people being destroyed by gigantic Bigfoot creatures, I decided to drive away. And I did fast. But on my way back, I did try to stop where that was, see if I could find any footprints or anything like that. Or I was even going to see if there was a house close by to ask them, like a real farmer, if he could maybe point me in the right direction. Like, what have you heard, man? I didn't see anything. Nothing but cows. So that place where I saw it ended up being like a gigantic field with a shit ton of cows and a tree line behind it. And that tree line was probably 100 meters, 300 meters of forest and a gigantic hill after that. And then on the other side of the hill, come to find out, was a lake. This is close. So I did a little research after this, and a long ways back, maybe not last night, but like 10 years ago, a woman at a state park very close to there said she saw a Bigfoot swimming in the lake. This is a tributary of this lake where I saw this. So this is, you know, maybe correct. I don't know. Whatever I saw could have been a gigantic shadow. Maybe it was a farm. Like, I don't know. Whatever it was, they did not want me there, and it was frightening. These things are enormous. Like, I've heard stories and stories and stories and stories and stories, and listened to all this stuff, and then you can't really wrap your head around the size of these things. Like, three men put together. Why? Like, they're not just tall. It's not just like a tall man. It's like a truck man. Thing was all a 4 foot one, if not 5 or 6 foot one. And he's enormous. Biggest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's honestly hard for me to wrap my head around because I only saw the light and the shadow. But that was really something living. I even thought that. And it's still hard for me to wrap my head around that something that big could move around. With the noise, with everything, even the, like, it's hard for me to wrap my head around that living, breathing, whatever it is. I'm going to say, like, from what I heard, even with that 40 caliber pistol in my hand, I don't know if I would have been able to pull the trigger. As scared as I was and knowing how mad that thing was, because these things were communicating. And there was some type of consciousness there. And I'm no tree hugger, but life is life. You know, and unless mine's in mortal danger, I was a combat medic. I was turned to save lives. I'm not trying to take it, but it would have been hard to pull the trigger. Anyway, I'm going to sign off, guys, from Austin, Texas. Making another trip to Oklahoma, so I thought it might be calling. Maybe I have another, let's call it an encounter. So, Monroe Billy, driving, ooh, signing off. Peace.
Okay, terrific.
All right, no, thank you very much for calling. That was awesome.
Everybody, please turn back onto the road. Wow.
Well, that was a good story, dude.
I'm just not into it. It just seems like he had one too many Red Bulls.
Are you? What are you? You don't like Bigfoot stories?
Nah.
I love Bigfoot stories.
Nah.
I think it's awesome.
Well, it's your show. Do what you want.
No, it's not my... It's our show.
Nah.
You just bring one side of the thing, and I bring the other side of the thing. So it's a thing.
Kill them.
Kill them all. And God sorted it out. Attaboy. There you go. No, thank you very much for the phone call. That was awesome. And I forgot to say thank you to Justin for making his phone call, too, for calling us and leaving us a message. I really appreciate it. It's really good. It's good to hear.
We're going to change that. We're going to change that time frame. 38 seconds. Oh, yeah, an hour 10 now or what?
God. That's funny. No,
you could have got your nap. You look refreshed.
You know how hard it is to talk with you freaking sitting here, dude. It's like, what in the world? But anyway.
Go ahead, talk. The mic's yours.
I did appreciate the story. I tell you what, you know what? I mean, I know it's not everybody's thing, and everybody's not, you know, into the Bigfoot cryptid stuff or any of that kind of, and it's okay. But I find it interesting. It's at least fun to listen to. It's interesting. And people's experiences are their experiences. You know, I don't know what else to say. But thank you so much for the phone call, because it was really cool. It was good to hear it.
Okay. Next voicemail is from a painter that's watching paint peel off a wall. What?
I'm not sure. Let's find out. You know,
what?
We have this voicemail line, so people can call in with short stories.
Well, you know, I got to fill a little here.
That is true. Good job. Yes. You know,
on to the next one.
On to the next one. Here we go. Stuttering. Stop stuttering.
Hit play.
And here we go.
Hey, Brian and Brian. You know what grinds my gears? These companies that are all about safety. They talk about safety and they hire a safety manager and they carry this pencil around. They come up with these plans. So I get in one day and this new manager that they got, I call him Happy Meal because he looks like he's 2 days out of first grade. Doesn't even have a TBL. But yeah, he says, hey, have you watched this safety video? I said, well, I guess, sir, I have. And I think he's seen right through my bullshit. And he's like, well, sign your name here. You're going to have to watch this anyway. So he picks up the remote to turn on this TV. The remote is dead. He doesn't have any batteries. He doesn't know how to turn the TV on without using the remote. So the next thing you know, he goes and grabs a milk crate, stands on top of the milk crate, trying to turn this TV on. And I proceed to ask him, I said, you're really not going to make me watch the safety video as I'm watching you stand on top of this milk crate, right? I guess, sir. It gets even better. So a couple of days after that, I'm coming up the road, and he asked me to pull over up on the side of the road, and if I wouldn't mind hopping three lanes of more traffic, to pick up keys from another driver, and then hop all the way 12 lanes of back across. I was like, no, sorry, just missed a guy, and I'm not going to stop. So anyways, I get back in there. He's like, hey, have you watched a safety video? He was like, you just asked me to hop across 12 lanes of traffic, and you want me to watch a safety video? I'm at a loss for words. What are these companies and managers thinking? So that's my rant for the day. Have a good one.
Thank you, sir.
They basically wanted to know if you remember the old game from in the 80s, Frogger.
Right, Frogger, yeah, right. You know,
same principle.
It's safety first, dude. Right. Always.
I'm sure it was an OSHA-approved milk crate.
Of course it was. Otherwise, he wouldn't be standing on it.
And I'm sure he had
OSHA-approved boots.
3 points of contact on the way up, yes, climbing to the TV.
He had a whole body's worth of contact on his way down. And a new hip. Oh. It's amazing, isn't it? You know? I mean, he may not have had all of the right principles, the 3 points of contact and everything else, but there's one thing I'm sure he did have, and that's a college degree. And that is what enables him to tell you how you ought to order your life, conduct your life, at work. Safety first.
There's that.
You know, I don't know, but what can you say? I totally get it. I understand it, caller. I know what you're saying. I totally agree with you. It's sometimes we just look at these things and we just shake our heads because we're like, what? You know, what else can you say? You know, you deal with what we deal with on a daily basis. We got happy people all around us who drive in the middle of the lane all the time. You know what I'm saying? They're just doing 55 in the center lane. This, those people. Yep. Those people. Right, Chip?
Those are CLD drivers.
They are CLD drivers.
Right. A little dyslexic, center but, you know.
Lane, yep. Yes. They are center lane drivers. And some of them are CDL drivers.
Right. Who, well, drive, I'm afraid the shoulder lane monster's going to come again.
I think they are. That's what, yeah, it is.
The Bigfoot thing.
You know, I was just going to say that. I was just going to bring that. I was just going to say they're afraid you're going to hear a little holler going on out there, a little holler back. You know, it's going to get a little bit thing going on, and they're going to get a roar, and it's going to scare them, and, you know, or a whoop, or a tree knock.
Yeah, that's it.
They're going to get...
Okay, Bobo. Okay.
I was just thinking Bobo. I was going to say one thing. No, I'm Matt Moneymaker. Come on.
There's that.
Holler back, that, man. Give me it. Let me hear your best Bigfoot interpretation person thing in my bobble.
That's the other show.
Oh, wrong show.
Right.
That is the other show. You're correct.
Same media company, different show.
Different show. Yes, sir. Well, you know what? This is, it's always fun to listen to the drivers call in, or, you know, anybody calling in.
Is that it? You got more?
No, that's it.
That's it.
Yep. Today was just three, which is really cool. I was glad, you know, it was interesting. It was fun to hear, fun to listen to. And I love hearing the you know.
I don't mind them. But here's a little tip. When you're having a conversation.
It's not a conversation.
With yourself.
It's a folk.
Have a point. This is so much more fun for the listener.
If you're having a conversation with yourself.
And you need to record it that somebody else plays it.
If you're having a conversation with yourself, you need to pursue help.
Yeah, that's it.
You shouldn't be having a, it's a one-sided conversation.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. And that's the way it is. But we really appreciate everybody calling, and it was great to hear from you all. And we're working on trying to get Susan back on the show, at least for at least one more show, and see how she's doing and catch up with her. So that answers that question.
All right.
And
well, here's another question.
Here's another question.
Well, another update.
Update
with Bill Paulus with the Angel Tree Farm thing.
Yeah.
Their donation that they made to Pediatric Cancer Foundation of the Lehigh Valley Incorporated, yes. They managed $20,000.
Wow. That is awesome, dude. That is really awesome.
2023's Christmas tree.
Wow. That is awesome. So. That is just really great. Thank you to everybody.
Kudos to those boys. Yep. And like I said, you know, like we said in his show, it all started with 25 trees.
It did, exactly.
Is it something like, I think, 400, over 400 trees?
Over 400 trees this year, yeah. Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. More power to them.
Oh, my word, yeah.
I should say more trees to
them. More trees, yes. More power tools to cut those trees down. But no, that's really awesome. That was awesome.
That's the update. I mean, that was posted a couple days ago, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're right on top of things.
Certain things. It's still January, yeah. So it's still a new year.
Yeah,
so.
But when this show goes out, it could be July.
Who knows?
But, you know, I just wanted to acknowledge them, you know, all the volunteers that helped them out to make it, to do it, you know.
Cause, 100%.
You know, that's a small task, small mountain to climb.
It is,
it's logistics, the whole ball of wax.
Getting it all together and keeping it going. Yeah. Keeping it going throughout the holiday season, you know, it's like,
well, like you said, you know, they're already as soon as third week of December, they're already looking at, you know, what to do for next year, how to improve this or that or anything else. So,
yeah, that's it.
Onward and upward.
It most definitely. It is a labor of love.
You know,
and that is
thanks
for
everybody that, you know, helped them out, contributed or, you know,
or just went over there. Or just listen to the show.
Yeah.
And just, you know.
Yeah. So. Kudos.
Prayer or whatever. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Kudos is right. Good job, guys.
See you next year on the Angel Tree Farm.
Amen, brother. There you go. That's it. Yeah, it's so crazy. It's hard to believe that we're in January and we're almost into February. We've got a week and a half left.
Yeah.
I mean, this
pretty soon we'll be in March.
Before, pretty soon we'll be around April 15th.
Yeah.
You know, that dreaded day of. Yeah.
Tax man cometh. Tax,
yes, he does. Something wicked this way comes. Mm-hmm. You know? He is the tax man. Is he the walrus?
No.
No? No? No, cuckoo, cuckoo?
No.
Okay. So much for that.
Yeah.
You're not a Beatles fan?
Nope.
What kind of music do you like?
Anything.
That is something that we have never talked about. We never talk about Shipper. We never find out what's going on inside that noggin.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that at all. Not for the slightest, dude.
Conversation over. short story.
It's more like a comic book, you know. It's like
you need not know.
We're not divulging that. Too bad. Well, you know, it would have been a fun conversation to have.
Thanks for playing.
Yep, you're welcome.
Next.
Oh,
well, that's the show for today. Yeah.
Might as well pack up the shop, close it. Let's fold up the laptop and
pull up the sidewalk. We're done.
Yes, sir. Take out the tent stakes and let's move along.
Right.
But, you know, how was your night last night?
We've already established this.
I know, but I wanted to establish it more. How was your night? Very short. Very
short. Short, that's sweet, to the point.
You know what? This is it's a conversation ship.
Well, this conversation's dragging on longer than my night did. What can I tell you?
Yes, it is. It's because some of us actually work for a living.
You're a little upset. You weren't even halfway to where you were going before I was home.
Halfway? Wasn't even a quarter of the way where I was going by the time you were on your way home. Holy cow.
Don't hate the player.
Nope, not at all. I agree with you. I think I enjoy it.
This is my semi-retirement life. Switzer got his over there at the Braun.
You've got yours.
Bassler's got his over McKesson, and I got mine here in Harrisburg.
There you go.
Let me alone.
Let me enjoy my semi-retirement.
As long as the trailer wheels can move,
wow, that'd be a novel idea, wouldn't it?
Yes.
So what?
We had that inclement weather of, you know,
we did
winter.
We had winter for a week.
Yeah. It's Pennsylvania. So it'll be 48 on middle of next week. So we'll be good to go.
But winter will return.
Yeah.
Sometime around April, you know, right when you think, okay, it's all over. You know,
hopefully right around Valentine's Day. So we just can't get to the store to get the wife the special thing.
Valentine's Day so that we can get stuck on the highway for 13 or 14 or 15
you might.
Hours.
You might.
No, I won't. Not this year. I made sure of that.
Okay.
I made sure of that.
You got a 5-gallon bucket of
Nope, I've got vacation days already. Valentine's Day is on a Wednesday, and I am off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I am not getting stuck on the highway again, my
friend. Tune in Thursday when the blizzard comes and he's stuck.
He's stuck on the highway. At least I was home when the flowers got delivered.
Right, that's it.
You know, it's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's coming up fast. Valentine's Day and then the next big holiday. St. Patrick's Day, you know, it's coming up.
I'm not going to say it.
No,
I'm thinking it.
What are you thinking?
Nothing.
No. Is it somebody's name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you hoping?
I'm wishing.
Well, you know, it might, but she'll be cold. So she's just going to wear a coat. I know what you're thinking. Oh, that's hilarious, dude.
Next.
Well, this conversation is just moving right along, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
This is fantastic.
Again, trying to make it interesting to the listener.
Are we? but are we?
Yes. No.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of, too. But I don't know. So what are your plans for the rest of the year?
You're kidding me. I'm lucky if I got planned out for tomorrow.
Holding down the couch as often as I can.
Here's a little hint. If I wake up tomorrow and I'm not breathing, probably going to be a slow day.
I have a confession I have to make.
What's that?
I had the Toyota to the shop the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not going to make 400?
Nope.
Oh, no. Why?
It's dying.
Why?
It's got seal leaks. The rack and pinion steering.
Yeah.
In that year, in the earlier years of Toyota Camrys like that.
Yeah.
They didn't have any way. They didn't put in like grease fittings or anything like that. Right. So you could grease them.
So you just put another rack in.
Why would I pay that much to put another rack in if I can find one? $1,500
for a steering rack?
That's what he said. Hmm. That's what the guy at the shop told me. So. Hmm. That's why I'm like, I don't know. And then he's like, well, if I start tracking down all the seal leaks that you have in your motor, it's going to, you know, it could take a while.
Well, yeah, you might as well start with the head gasket and work your way down.
Right. So
it's a 300,000 mile overhaul. Call Toyota. Tell me, you know, you want to find out if it's covered under extended warranty.
Is it covered under my warranty? I'll just call that, what's that, that warranty shield or whatever
it
is.
Yeah, car shield.
Car shield.
Order it now and then, you know, pull it in about a month.
Is this covered? What's the bill? $10,000. Yes. Yeah, I don't think so. The car's not worth that anymore. Although it is a Toyota, so, you know. But, you know, I don't know.
Well, you know what they say.
I'm going to drive it.
Somebody's trash is another man's treasure. So, there you go. Know, you want to dump it, somebody else will put the money into it.
You want to buy it? I'll sell it to you.
No. Stick shift. I'd actually have to do work.
You drive a big, huge, freaking
with a finger.
Chevy or whatever.
It's automatic.
No, you're Chevy. Your big blue boat. What is that? A Ford or a Chevy or a Dodge? Is that automatic?
Yeah.
Really?
Fuck yeah.
I had no idea.
I grab gears all day long. I'm not going that on my way home.
Holy cow. I just never realized that.
Yeah, that's automatic.
Wow. Is that why you don't drive the old one to work? Because it's a stick shift.
Yeah. It's 3 years.
Three whole gears.
Yeah.
That's a lot of shifting, dude.
A lot of shifting.
So, yeah, but I am thinking about getting rid of it, you know, at some point. I'm still going to drive it as long as I can.
I bet you could sell that at work. Somebody will suck that right up.
You think so?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
How much do you think I can get for it?
At least 1,500.
373,000 miles.
Yeah. Runs good.
It does.
Has an oil leak.
All over.
It'll never rust.
Oh, might need a new rack and pinion, but you know, it's got new tires because I just put them on when I was on vacation. And then he told me,
well, here's the reason why your tires wore out on the edge.
Could have used that information before I spent 500 bucks, you know, but now I'm going to drive it till these tires wear out.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Cause that's what you do, you know?
Right. Well, look at it this way. When it gets warmer out, go to the car auto parts store, get some engine gunk cleaner, take it to the car wash up there by the Chinese joint and pressure wash the whole motor down. And you see where the oil leaks are leaking. See how bad really the oil's leaking.
Yeah.
I mean, cause I'm sure it's been leaking for several years now.
I'm sure. Yeah.
You know, you need to have a clean motor before we can start determining where all the leaks are.
Well, you know what I'll do? You're the mechanic. I'll drop it off at your house. Have at it.
See, I have a weird schedule.
I know. You have a policy.
Yes.
You don't work on other people's cars.
It can't be too cold and it can't be too hot. So your best chance is maybe April or October.
All right. Well, I'll drop it off at your house in October or I'll drop it off. We'll do April because it's my birthday month. We'll do April.
It's your birthday month. It's my month not to care.
It's your month not to work. Mine's January and February and March. It's like a quarterly thing. You know, you feel me, bro?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
When's the last time you put a clutch in that?
5 years ago.
How many miles ago? 100?
Probably about 100,000. No.
You got to put the rack in.
Maybe 75. I know. It was like $900 for the clutch to get that done. I don't do it myself. I don't do any of this stuff myself because I don't know how to. I'm not a mechanic. I'm a truck driver. So there are things that I can do, things that I can't do. I can put gas in it.
See, I have the attitude anymore. You know, if I do something, it's not my car. When I get finished, I get finished.
Yeah, right.
Not my problem. Mine works.
Yeah, I'd like not to have to Uber myself to work. Because
get the Merkle Media Company corporate card there.
Whoa, there you go.
Well, there's a Toyota place right up here, isn't there? Right there by Cabela's?
A what?
Or is that a Nissan dealer?
Oh, there's a Toyota up there.
There's a Toyota up there.
Yeah. There's a Savage Toyota, I think.
Is it Savage?
Yeah, I think it's.
I didn't know if it was Kelly or Savage. Savage. Anyway.
It's either Savage, Freedom, or Kelly. Oh, it's Kelly Ford. I think it's either Freedom or Savage Toyota. It's one of the two in Hamburg.
Well, yeah.
That's the closest.
There's only two car dealers in Hamburg.
There is no Nissan dealer in Hamburg. In fact, I think the closest Nissan dealer that I know of is like Robisonia.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, specific Nissan dealer. Right. It's weird, yeah.
We lost the other half of the audience because they really don't care about your Toyota.
No, I know they don't, but I don't care. I care about my Toyota. I care. 373,000 miles I've got on that thing.
Kelly Toyota.
Yeah, there you go. So you were right. I was wrong. I was wrong on both counts.
And Kelly Hyundai.
Well, it's all up there in Hamburg.
Yeah. Well, it's right next to the Cabela's.
Yeah.
Everything revolves around the Cabela's.
It's Kelly. It's Kelly Cabela's.
Yeah, no, it's not Kelly's. It's Bass Pro Shop.
Oh, it is a Bass Pro Shop
Cabela's.
Yes, sir. It's amazing, isn't it? Did you go up there today? Did you stop by? No.
No, I was running behind schedule.
How did you run by?
Well, again,
get up? How late did you get up today?
Well, I got up 9:30.
So you were like right on time.
Right. To get here. Right.
No extra. Yeah, nothing. And you had to stop and get fuel.
Right.
Did you bring the big boat?
No.
No, just the regular one.
Yep.
A little schooner.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
A little skiff.
We're doing a little bit of fishing today. Yes. So we're just taking a small one.
We're going to go out in a skiff today. Little Zodiac boot.
Oh, my word. The little Zodiac boot. It's a boot.
That's it.
Well, you know, this has been fun.
No, not really.
I know.
Not really.
And everybody else is thinking the same thing, too, out there. But, I had something in my head I was going to say to you, and I don't remember what it was now.
That's
what happens.
We'll wait.
No, don't, because it might not come back around for a while. So don't wait. Trust me, I know how it is. I know how my brain works, and it ain't that fast. You know, it's not like it's worth waiting for either. So,
it's worth the wait.
Usually not.
Oh, that's the window company in Allentown.
I'm like, wait a minute, somebody says that.
Yeah, that's what the people out there in California are saying. Listen to this show,
right?
You know, did I tell you what I accidentally did something on? I guess I did. I think I brought it up. I talked to you about the starting a conversation, like a chat session on Instant Messenger through Hammerlane Legends fan book page, Facebook page, the Facebook.
We'll wait while you decide what it is.
The Facebook fan page. And this is like a confession number two, you know, because I'm like, I didn't even know I did it. I just hit something on the fan page the one day. And then like all of a sudden I'm like, Michelle goes to me, did you start a conversation on the fan page? I'm like, I don't know. How would I do that? And she said, well, there's a whole thing on Instant Messenger. And I looked and I'm like, apparently I hit a button. This is why when people say to me, you got a new phone or you got a new, just push buttons and just try stuff out. This is what happens when you try. And I'm really glad that I did, because it really opened up, like everybody's able to, you know, chit chat and talk back and forth and communicate with each other. It was totally fortuitous and accidental, but it's really cool. I mean, you got to see, we have people listening from Australia. At least they on the fan page anyway. So it was kind of cool. You know what I'm saying, Chip? No.
As long as you're happy.
I was happy. I was really happy about it. I thought it was really kind of cool. So it was very nice. It was really, really very nice to see all these different people commenting.
I'm glad you're interacting with the social media platforms.
Yeah, you know what? Somebody has to, because you're not. Yeah, I know, because you're a people person. That's it. But it was just really kind of cool. And I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for you know, kind of chiming in and talking and just, you know.
They gave you their 2 cents?
Yeah, for the most part.
Good.
I mean, ones that were there. And I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for just commenting and kind of chit-chatting back and forth. And just, you know, it really kind of opens up, you know, a little bit of a communication line for everybody to chit chat back and forth about Hammerlane Legends and your lives and your, what you're doing and what you're driving and all that kind of stuff. It was really good. We saw Megan was on there. You know, the one driver that we interviewed, Megan.
The one where runs around with the kid.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That was really cool. It was just cool to see some of the names that I know and people that I haven't met yet, that we haven't had a chance to interview yet. And I'm hoping to interview them at some point and get in touch with them at some point. And, you know, it is what it is. You feel me?
I feel you.
All right, man. Well, you know what? I just wanted to say thank you to everybody. It's been,
we're getting new sheets in Bethlehem.
Wow.
New bedding. That's fantastic.
No. Yeah, the gas station.
Everybody needs new bedding. I don't know. I don't know where it's at. Anyway, Shipper.
Oh, Town Road. Okay.
Where?
Across the street from the Bethlehem Steel. Wynn's, Wynn Casino.
Really?
Yeah.
They're putting the sheets down there?
Yep.
You'd think they'd put, like a...
Location.
Higherfalutin gas there or something.
East 4th Street, just west of Emory Street Gate.
You should put a Shell station in down there.
Sheets and Wawa, baby.
Sheets and Wawa.
We can always go get a hot dog somewhere.
It's the important things, my friend.
Two for a dollar.
It's the important things.
That's it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you know what, dude? It's been an hour. And I think it was an advantageous hour.
You think so?
No. But it was fun.
Well, at least your diaper rash calmed down.
Yeah, it did. You know, because I'm just
told you put that powder on or go away.
I am literally just so tired today. I am just like, I'm pooped. My brain is just not even working. It's like, what in the world is going on inside my head? This is what happens. This is what happens when you do a 36-hour tour of not sleeping.
Well, it's not whose fault is that?
You need to get the proper rest. It's totally my fault. Yep. It was my fault, you know.
You must learn to close
their eyes. I had a doctor visit. I had to go. And I had things to get done before I went. So I got all those things done. And then
I don't know why you just wouldn't have taken off.
I did.
Well, what's your problem?
I did take off. And I still stayed awake. That's what I'm saying. I got to a point that night.
That's very much more of a you problem than a me problem.
100%. I agree with you. It is. It's the craziest thing. I don't even understand it.
You take off from work.
Yep. I woke up at 4 o'clock on Wednesday at night, in the evening, in the afternoon.
Like you would do if you're going to go to work.
Like, and I went to work Wednesday night. I worked Wednesday night, came home Thursday morning.
Right.
Stayed awake till Friday morning at 5 o'clock.
All right.
So I went from 4 o'clock.
All jacked up Wednesday. On that Colombian beans, huh?
I have no idea why, but my body, my brain was, I'm sitting there at like 4 o'clock in the morning and Michelle woke up and she goes, "You're still awake." I said, "Yep."
Maybe you should get rid of that coffee mug that takes four coffee pots to fill it. Maybe. Okay. You might need a smaller size. Okay?
So now it's like it's caught up with me today because I went to, you know, slept to go into work last night. And I, you know,
from the sucks to be you file.
Yeah, I know, right? Because some of us actually had to work a full night, you know. Yeah, but it's all right.
You picked it, sweetheart. I did. It's your
matrix. And you know what? I was very happy with that. I was very happy with that run last night. It was nice. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Except for the Jersey people running the middle lane.
I was finding that with the Connecticut people. I found that with going through Hartford. I'm like, what in the world are you people doing?
Well, Buttercup, let me tell you something. It's an East Coast thing.
It apparently is. If there's three lanes, the people who are going to drive the slowest are going to be in the center.
Right. Because they want to stay out of the fast lane, and they don't want to be over in the right lane because of everybody merging on and off.
Is that what it is?
That's exactly what it is.
Okay. So
in that case, the sign saying no trucks in left lanes
lane.
Do not apply. As long as you say coming about prior to making the move, it's legal.
You just got to tell the officer, sir.
I was coming about. I stated my move.
I did. I said it out loud.
Yep.
I'm proud. My fault you couldn't hear it.
I even gave it a little toot-toot. Boop-boop.
that was just so crazy. And it was like, honestly, where are people going at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday morning?
Maybe they were just trying to follow you.
Maybe they saw the banner on the side
of the trailer that says, "Inside is a Merkel media operator."
Pitt, Ohio.
Yes.
We're always there for you.
Yes.
We'll find out how much you're there for us. We're going to run interference.
Right.
That's what we're going to do.
We're going to block for you.
Yeah.
This is New York.
Yeah, we're blocking for you. We're just blocking. Yes. We're blocking you. Don't worry about it. You're going to go around us. We'll speed up. Because that's what they were doing. I just, in my head, I can't wrap my brain around those couple of items. Center lane people doing less than the speed limit or right at the speed limit. If you're going to be in the center lane, at least be passing somebody. People shouldn't be passing you on the right. And number two.
Maybe they wanted to see the left side of your trailer.
And number two, what in the world? If I worked a day shift life, I am not getting up to go anywhere on a Saturday morning at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock.
Well, you're working day shift. You should be up by then.
Why would I be up by then on a Saturday?
Why not?
You can sleep in. You can relax. Just because you can doesn't mean you have to. There is nothing that important.
There's somewhere somebody needs eggs.
Well, that's probably true. Are you freshly delivering them? Yes, is that apparently. What all those people are doing? They're all either out getting eggs or delivering the eggs.
Or making a trade, you know, 3 dozen eggs for a Tesla. I don't know.
Is that what it is now? That's what we're up to. That's it. Well, those are my queries.
One that doesn't catch on fire.
Well, that would be nice.
Right.
The egg or the Tesla?
You got to look at it this way.
Which
Tesla is now contributing to global warming.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, when they burst into flames. At least it keeps you warm on the side of the highway while you're waiting for the fire department to come put it out.
And all of the heavy metals that they have to dig out of the ground to get the stuff to make the batteries. You know, I mean, I know it's carbon neutral,
yes.
Right? Yeah, I know. Like all those fat cats that fly their butts in over there at Davos for the World Economic Forum. They're all carbon neutral. You're not
talking about Stoneface Kerry, are you?
Well, him and Klaus Schwab. And, it amazes me. That's the stuff that just, you know, I've said it before on the show and I'll say it again. I just don't care anymore. I'm at a point where when you start living what you're telling me, I'll start listening to what you're telling me. Until then, I don't want to hear it. If you're gonna fly 400 freaking private jets into Davos, you don't really care about the environment. You don't. There's really no any global warming going on. There's no climate change.
Jet fuel over there is cheaper.
Is that what? Because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
It has no effect on the.
Nope.
It's actually carbon free jet fuel.
Right.
Because they paid enough money. That's what it is. You know. It's a joke. It's a joke. When you start doing it, let me know.
Well, look at it this way. I mean, Penske's kicked back their EV push. They reneged on their contract about buying so many EVs out in California because apparently it's not working out for them. The Ford Lightning plant there that's making the battery pickup truck,
yeah,
they're laying off people because that's not selling.
They're not selling. GM isn't selling. The EVs aren't selling. I saw an article. I didn't get to read the article. I just saw the headlines. Like, a couple of the American manufacturers, I forget it was GM and somebody else, could have been Chevy or Chevy.
You know, I said this years ago, you know, the government made them.
We're not done with this show yet. This is continuing on now. I found
we got a second wind.
Lit me up.
the government, you know, put a wild hair up their anus about, you know, we better be shifting to this and we better be all be doing this by.
Right.
Well, it's not working out so much a lot.
Right.
And you watch all of a sudden these plants that were, a car company cannot just say, you know, Friday's the last of gasoline, Monday we're doing battery.
Right.
You know,
it doesn't work.
It's a retooling
way.
Process.
Yes.
And I feel sorry for these guys because they turn around, they did this with a couple plants, and now it's like, what happened? Well,
you know, I don't feel bad for these guys. I'm so sick and tired of feeling bad for the people who do stupid stuff like this.
Well,
it's ridiculous. You look at a company like Toyota and look at what they're doing. They're not really pursuing the whole EV thing. They're pursuing hydrogen engines. They're pursuing all kinds of other different things that are carbon neutral, that actually have power, that you don't have to be sitting for 15 hours to charge.
Well, it's ridiculous. Like I said, you know, we've there was many of us that have said, how are these electric cars going to do in the north? You know, where there's winter, where there's climate.
And it doesn't, they don't charge when it's so cold. They do not charge.
You know.
Yeah, I agree, yeah. It's crazy. There's all kinds of arguments for it. There's just as many arguments against it.
Like I said, my wife, she drives 3,000 miles in 2 years. You know, it'd be charging more than it'd be, you know.
It'll be plugged in until it exploded.
Yeah, yeah, it would probably just burn down. Yeah.
Just catch fire.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, I mean,
I have nothing against anything. I'm just so sick and tired of the government trying to dictate people's behavior by tax incentives and everything. It's like, I'm just so sick and tired. It's like, you know what this is like? This whole climate change thing. This is just like the smoking thing. Mm-hmm. You keep saying you don't want people to smoke. But what do? You increase the taxes on there. And what do you do with those taxes? You use those tax dollars for this and that health care and this crap and that crap and this crap that's going on in the government. So do you really not want people to smoke? Or are you going to use that money for what's the deal? And that's exactly how it is. That's how it falls down in my head. That's how this whole climate change thing is all about. You're telling people one thing and you're doing something else. You don't ever follow through on anything. You're the government and you don't have to. And I have a real problem with that. I just do. I have a problem with people who want to tell me, the World Economic Forum people, that I need to do this. I need to stop driving. I need to change my life. I need to turn the temperature down in my house. I need to do this. I need to, you know, I can't air condition my house to the temperature I want to air condition it at. I have to do all the things that you want me to do.
Well, see, I don't know what, if you just conform to air conditioning your house while it's cold out.
That would be much better,
and
right?
And heat it heating when it's summertime. Summer.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You'd be totally in sync.
I would be saving money out the wazoo.
Yeah.
I know. Absolutely. It would be fantastic. Freezing to death, but yes.
It's all right.
And dying of heat stroke.
But look at it in the winter. How much refrigeration you'll save.
Oh, it's true.
You can turn the refrigerator right off. You can put them right outside.
I could just, put it outside. it's just, I don't know. Yeah, and it's like... Michelle and I were talking last night about this. I'm just like, I don't care where you stand on stuff. I don't care. You do you, but don't make it that, you're trying to impact my life with your thoughts. I don't care. I'm at a point where I just don't care anymore because I don't listen to any of it. It doesn't matter.
Welcome to the club.
Yep. There you go.
Welcome.
Thank you, sir. Hi, my name is Brian.
I don't care anymore.
I have joined the I Don't Care Anymore Anonymous Club.
Or otherwise known as I Don't Give Up. Feels good, huh?
It's where you get to. It's like I think this is what they want. They want people to be driven to apathy.
Mm-hmm.
And just say, you know what?
You don't have to drive me there. Just stay away from me.
You don't have to drive me.
Don't come over my house.
I have arrived. It just drives me crazy, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I got, Denny works down at Air Products. My kid works for UGI.
Right.
The van he's got is gasoline/natural gas.
Wow.
Air Products is trying out the hydrogen trucks.
Right.
There's other sources. I mean.
That don't require a 15-hour charge. Right.
Exactly. That's the whole thing. I mean, the electric car would be good for the guy that's retired. It's got time.
Right. He's in no hurry.
Right.
He can stop every 15 minutes to charge.
He's driving in the right lane because why? He doesn't care.
He's not going anywhere fast. I agree with you. And I look at it and I have nothing, like I said, I mean, I like talking with Mike. He's great when we had him on and he talked about the EVs and all that. And it's interesting. It's an interesting subject and you think about it. And for some things, it's like, yeah, but why would I spend $15,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000 or $60,000 or $70,000 on a car that works out well for me sometimes? You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
I
mean,
I don't live.
Believe me, I drive my Blazer that,
when it's on E,
it still has enough to go because I'll drive it to 60 miles just to see. if I run out, it's my own dumbass fault.
Right.
Okay. I ran out. It's me. It's on me.
Don't call.
Right.
But it's crazy. I know. It's just nuts. And I just look at those things and it's like,
I choose that option to see how far E can really take you because you never know when you need to know.
Yeah.
And I don't have to calculate the ambient temperature outside the coefficient with my battery as far as my battery life if I'm going to be able to make it. Or the air pressure.
You drive higher up into the mountains and you get lesser gas mileage because there's, less air to suck in, you know?
And then they yell at you when you're drafting behind a tractor trailer because you're just trying to save energy.
And I'm all about trying to save energy.
Following distance.
Just trying to help the company.
Yes, it is.
I guess that was my rant for today. I was watching some stuff and I was seeing some of the WEF stuff and really, I don't have the patience for it anymore. What I mean?
WEF?
World Economic Forum.
Oh.
Klaus Schwab. All these elites who want to tell you how to live your life. Because that's really all they want to do.
Well, I don't understand why you're not living high on the hog. The stock market has been at the highest it's ever been.
In the past 3 days.
Well, in the past years, it's at 38,000. The S&P's at 48.
And
I don't know. Why you're not living high on the hog? I can't understand why.
Well, there's two. Let me. I'll tell you why. There's two reasons. Number one, inflation It's still way up.
Oh, inflation's just overblown.
I know it is. It's I know. It's just an excuse. You know, we're just trying to pull Joe Biden down. I know.
Yes.
I get it. You know. And I can't touch my 401k because I'm not 59 and a half yet. I get penalized for it. I'm close.
Well, why would you want to touch to begin with? Because you're not going to be able to retire till you're dead.
At this rate, I'm not going to be retired till I'm dead anyway.
Right.
So what's the difference?
And then you got to pay tax on that money. And they're just waiting for you to
and
go
it's
longer.
My money. Isn't it
they're
amazing?
Just waiting for you to go longer so you can pay a higher tax bracket.
Yes, they are. Exactly. It's fantastic. They have it all planned out. Yes. You know, they're the banking on you dying. You can't collect Social Security when you're dead.
The only disadvantage with the First National Bank of Ball Mason is it doesn't accrue interest.
It doesn't, but it is secure.
It is very secure. You dig one jar up at a time.
Yes, sir.
And your German Shepherd's walking around on top of it all day long.
All day.
Nobody touching that.
Nope. Nope. Not at all. Especially when he's pooping on it. It's like, yeah, I'll pass on that jar. Yeah, it is amazing.
Let that go for a couple months till it seeps in.
There you go. That's beautiful. That's a heck of a picture. Well, now you got me all up on the climate change thing. That's what the heck. That was good.
I mean, like I said, there's so much climate change. 3 inches of snow is a DEFCON 1 scenario anymore in Pennsylvania.
Yes, it is.
It just blows my mind.
I know. It is crazy.
It's just, 10 inches of snow, Tennessee's paralyzed,
They stopped for a week.
Come on, man. Jeez.
Yes, sir. I know. It's nuts. It really is. You know
what? Well, the 60s and 70s, 18 inches of snow at a clip was nothing.
Nope.
You got out and you shoveled.
The next day, everything shut down for a day. Within a day, we're all back to school.
Right.
I mean, I remember, was it 19?
Years ago, 83? It was, it's 8 to 10 inches of snow. School's an hour delay, maybe. Okay. Then you get the, high wind advisory. Oh, schools are shut down. Used to be tornadoes coming through. We still had school.
I was a walker. I had to walk from one side of Bethlehem all the way over to Liberty.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter how cold it was or whether it was snowing or not. We still walked.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree with you, dude. We have raised a generation of freaking wimps. Sorry. Yeah. But that's what we did.
Yeah, that was really screwed up how the busing in Bethlehem was.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
Because I used to date a girl that lived on 11th Avenue, and I'm like, and she walked all the way to school.
Wow. I lived on 4th, and I would walk.
And I'm thinking where I was like a hop, skip, and a jump away from Liberty.
and you got bussed?
No.
Or did you have to walk?
No, I walked, and then we drove, But
That's what I did, too, by my senior year.
But it was like, they literally walked,
all the way across town.
All the way from the border, from Allentown in. It was crazy. And I'm like, where are these people coming with the buses?
Right. Where is the bus going?
And apparently it was out in like Hanover Township that they were coming in.
Wow.
Was it? Part of it, anyway.
Yeah.
It was just weird.
I think they did the South Side, too. I think they busted.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, because they came up.
Because
they
didn't go to Freedom.
Right. That's right.
Freedom was for the east side of town.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
But yeah, the guy that,
the guy that lived three and a half miles away from the school, 4 miles. Yep, you can walk. Don't worry about it. Yep, you're good.
But if you have to cross that river, we get you a ride.
Yep.
It's the weirdest thing.
It was. It was nuts. And I don't know if it's still that way or not. I don't even know.
I would imagine. There's no high school on the South Side.
No. No. It was crazy, dude. It was crazy. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Look how this conversation turned.
Yeah, I know, right? And it's, well, you know what? We hope you enjoyed this show because we enjoyed making this show. How does those disclaimers go? The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of Merkle Media or its affiliates.
You're going to go with that disclosure?
What can you say?
Now we're doing disclosures to close out the show? Holy crap.
Well. Well, we do hope you enjoyed this show.
Strap in. There must be bumpy rides coming.
And if you enjoyed the show, Shipper, what can they do?
They can share the show or contact their attorney, whichever first.
Whichever, yeah. Yeah, we don't take any civil lawsuits or anything like that. So we have nothing to get. Good luck. Well.
What's the law office? You cheat him and how?
There you go. Yeah. You know, we better get moving. Well, with all that being said, keep the hammer down.
In the hammer lane. Good night.
See ya.
You'll never guess the places that I've been. You never guess the places that I've been. 'Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. I'm never gonna let the day begin. Never gonna let the day begin. 'Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. Oh, don't wake me up before you go. And I'll just make this bed my home. Oh, darling, please just let me sleep. Give me my dreams. A dream.